Good morning. I'm Jessie. I am from, actually, it's complicated to identify myself from where, because all my life I am refugee. I'm Palestinian refugee. I born in Lebanon in a camp for specializing for Palestinian refugees. So I faced a lot of difficulties in this camp, like with malicious Palestinian, which Fatah and Hamas, and they refused me to be in a camp, and also my family, they rejected me, and especially my big family, because you know, I am coming from a background, bad background, from Islamic background, and militias, and so it's difficult to show my gender identity to this society. I left the camp before 3 years ago, and I lived in Beirut, in capital city in Lebanon, and also I faced a lot of problems with the society, because also the Lebanese society, it's so difficult to understand that, and a lot of times I lived in a street. No one helped me, and also the organization in Lebanon, I faced a lot of difficulties with the organization. Only the LGBT organization in Lebanon, they helped me, like Mosaic, like Proud Lebanon, like Helim Association. And also I refused from the university, and they didn't give me my marks. It's my right to get my rights, and my marks. So no one accept me, and I lived in the street. I faced a lot of violence, and I worked a sex worker. So in Middle East, and especially in Lebanon, and for Palestinian refugee, trans Palestinian refugee, they for Palestinian refugee, the law in Lebanon, any Palestinian refugee, they can't find a job and continue education, because he or she Palestinian refugee, And especially I am a trans, I can't work, I can't continue my education. First, I started my education in the Islamic University, and I faced a lot of difficulties, and some people in this university, they wanted to kill me. They are Islamic people, and it has, and I transferred to another university, which Lebanese university, which the official university, and also they rejected me, and I went to the Minister of Education in Lebanon, and also he refused me, and I went to the UNRWA organization, UNRWA agency, which related to United Nations, which responsible about the Palestinian issue in Middle East and in Lebanon, and they helped me to be here in Swiss. Actually, it's difficult to be trans or LGBTI community in Lebanon and in Arab world for many reasons. First of all, the Islamic religion, it's dominant, and the society, the traditionals, the culture, everything. It's when I arrived here, I said to all my city and to my organizations and my association in Lebanon, I should to improve myself. I should to be what I feel. I don't want to be a sex work because it's difficult. I think all the trans people in Lebanon and in Middle East, they are sex workers. When I arrived here, I faced also a lot of difficulties. First of all, in the airport in Beirut, and they know the authorities, I can't take a passport from the Lebanese authorities because I'm a refugee and a trans. I can't take a passport. Although I born in Lebanon, and I didn't mean Palestine, and I don't know anything about Palestine. So the federal authorities, they took me a laissez-passer to pass the airport, and also I faced difficulties in the airport with the general security in Lebanese general security because they didn't want to pass the airport. And I prove myself. I have a laissez-passer from the federal authorities, so I should to pass the airport. So after that, the UNRWA organization they helped me to pass the airport. When I arrived here in 27 November in the Geneva airport, someone waited me in the airport who's a Moroccan person because he speaks Arabic to help me to pick me to the valo. And after that, I went to the hotel about 5 days and come back to the valo to do the first interview with the authorities, and they told me it has permit N, permit F, and permit B. I came to here. I know that the authorities, they accept me to be here. Why I should to wait my procedure and? They know my case from Lebanon. Why I should to wait? They told me for second interview, I should to take 1 month for second interview. I am here 6 months and still waiting. I don't know why. Although they know the situation, it's not my choice to be here in Swiss. I am proud because I'm in Swiss, but it's not my choice to be in Swiss. I don't know before I came to here what the procedure and that. I have an idea because a lot of LGBTI community, they do the resettlement from UNHCR because UNHCR in Middle East, in Lebanon especially, it's the center for refugees, and it has a program for LGBT to do resettlement for Europe or Swiss or Canada or Australia. And I did this resettlement and they accept me, and also the Canada accept me and the Netherlands. But I took it the humanitarian visa to be here. Actually, the Arab staff, they didn't have any experience how to deal with the trans people or with LGBT community. They use with me as a male terms, not female terms. Although the federal authorities, they respected me from the airport to the Valo, because they communicate with me as a female, not as a male. But the Arab staff in hospice and other places, they use male terms. I choked when I went to the camp here in Geneva. Why I am in a camp? Why I am in a camp? This is the question. Why I am in a camp? You know everything. Why I should to wait my procedure and. It's more difficult. It's not change, because I'm still in a camp with another refugees, with they are coming from difficult background to understand what trans, what LGBT community, what. So, and also 2 months without treatment hormones, without checking up about the my hormones and also my treatment, my medical treatment. So the social told me I should wait the assurance. I told him, okay, I will wait. Why not? After that, after 2 months, I did it my examination test, and my hemoglobin so low, and I should to get my hormone. So I think it's no strategy finally I want to add something. I'm still with a contact with my mom. Only with my mom, because my father sent her a letter to divorce. Because the law in Lebanon and in Middle East, the Islamic, who is dominant who can the man take the decision. Finally, I hope to improve myself here in Swiss, and I'm proud for myself and for my background, and I'm proud for because I did a lot of revolutions for my religion. I don't believe with any religion, only for a human being. I should improve myself here. I need a lot of support to show for our society who am I. And I should tell to all the people, all the world, transgender, she's not a product. She's not equal a sex. I want to thank for LGBT Asylum Anne and LGBT Federation and federal authorities. Thank you. Anyone? Actually, maybe because I came before Alexandra, and I fight to get my medical treatment because I told to my social I don't want to be in Swiss if I don't take my treatment medical. And then after that, they understand that. This.
But you didn't stop before you came. Your treatment. You didn't start.
Yeah, of course. I started in Lebanon and I have my approved, my from endocrinologist, from. Psychiatry and psychology, so I don't need to wait. So I have everything.
Why do you think you had to wait for your treatment?
Maybe the assurance. I should wait the assurance.
Quicker or less quick, depending on how people understand how
you are wanting to start the treatment before, I mean, it's a question of health, but you have to continue, and you said it very, very well, that your albumin dropped down.
And they know that from Beirut.
They know
because they took it, my medical treatment from Beirut, and they told me from Beirut everything will be better.
So in the end, you really need to get through it. It can increase very health issues, very dangerous. C'est pas juste un traitement de confort, quoi. Quand tu as démarré un traitement de hormonal, ça déclenche les choses en confort. Si tu l'arrêtes de manière totale, avoir des conséquences de santé graves. Et si, je pense que si la personne était diabétique, on ne se poserait pas la question de la continuité du traitement, et je trouve assez grave qu'on se la pose pour les questions de l'assignation sexuelle. Mais ça, c'est
bon,
un commentaire personnel. Mais...
Là, in your case, endocrinologue was very much shocked from the situation.
Exactly. Not also the endocrinologue and the family doctor and the...
Yeah, so it's the way till you have your family doctor, which can be...
And also, these doctors here in Swiss, they helped me to send letters for the hospice to explain I need hormones, and I need also I faced a problematic finance, because, you know, in Permian, only 426 francs. So, and in this camp, no plates, no spoons, no knife, no, only this 426 to get a food and just it.
Right.
Yes.
This gatekeeper model, which is of course very much difficult if you need a medical treatment. It depends very much.
And the doctor sent a letter for the hospice to explain about my situation, because I had a problem with my bones, because I lost my hormones about 2 months, and also I'm vegetarian, because I can't take meat, or so I need a special food. So
as we only have 9 minutes to go, as we might need to leave this room empty at 2, I propose that we eat something there.
Thank you.
But like, thank you so much.
So thank you both of you for this really interesting testimonies, and it's really interesting to know everything you've been through over all of this time, and it is amazing that you were able to come here today to tell us about your story, and just thank you again.